Welcome back to the Barca Breakdown. Thank you guys all for listening. I'm here, your host, Adam. I'm here with the Use.
Hello, all.
If you're one of the thousands listening to us on our podcast, we would really appreciate it if you go to our YouTube channel where this is also being broadcast at Barca Breakdown. Subscribe to us, like it, comment, tell us what you think about, you know, what's going to happen in the next 9 games here, 10 for Barca and the rest of La Liga, as well as give us your opinions on what other content you want to see us make. So thank you guys so much for subscribing and liking to our videos. Use.
Yes, sir.
What a day for the Barca Breakdown.
It's wonderful.
Barca Breakdown. Guys, yes. How pumped are we? This video might be coming out a day or two late, to be honest. We wanted to do a little 10-game preview of the rest of the La Liga season. Had to go see our boy Dean. Was his birthday yesterday. But we got treated with a present today, Use.
Happy Easter, Adam.
Happy Easter. Thank you, whoever. Atletico dropped 3 points today,
yes, sir,
versus Sevilla. We watched the whole game together because, you know, we
thought... It's a very important game.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we got 10 games left. And for the last week or so, I've been talking to Use. I've been texting him, calling him, just saying, hey, I'm nervous, man. Like, we're on a torrid streak here at FC Barcelona, right? Everything seems to be popping off well. I think we have 28 of the last 30 points in La Liga. We only had one draw against Cadiz, I think, somewhere in the middle there. And
we haven't lost this year.
Only team in Europe unbeaten in league, yes, this season. Don't talk about the Champions League. Okay. And so I've been super happy because, sure, happy that we're playing so well, but nervous because there's only 10 games left and we had to make up 4 points. Today, Atletico Madrid, like Yusuf said, with the Easter Bunny, dropped a nice, beautiful little egg on our plate. 3 points gone. This, Yus, is the first time since probably the start of the season, I mean, you know, maybe like October or something, where the fate of La Liga is in our hands.
It's honestly, we can't mess up. That's the biggest thing here, right? We, like you're saying, we just got this Easter egg dropped on our plate. We have to capitalize on this. We have huge games coming up. All these teams, top 3 teams, Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, and us, we are all in such a tight race here. We can't afford to lose one, especially against Real Madrid coming up 5-6 days.
Yep.
And
we're going to get used to not go to work that day just to support the breakdown. But let's lay it out here, right? Mm-hmm. So through 29 games for Atletico and Real Madrid, they're at 66 points and 63 points.
Mm-hmm.
Barca, with 1 game in hand, which we're going to play tomorrow against Valladolid, we have 62 points, which means if we win tomorrow, we're 1 back against Atletico, right? Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we've
alluded, not only that,
yeah,
but if we beat Real Madrid, right, because they're 1 point ahead of us at this moment, and if they lose, that's even bigger.
Yeah.
Because now we're going to clear them and put us in a great position to take the league, right?
Very true. And so, that's our next league game, right? Just like you're saying. But, you know, I think it's important to kind of take a step back and just realize, like, how amazing it is we're back to where we are right now. Because there was a point in the league where we were down over 10 points, right?
And we were, I think, number 14 in league. League.
at one point, we were 14. And, you know, I remember back in, like, November or December being like, Use, hey, man, this is a kind of a throwaway season. Mm-hmm. Let's just make sure we qualify for Champions League. Now I'm sitting up here like a pompous Barca fan who, you know, and if I was being smart about this, Use, I would remember how, like, the last 3 to 4 seasons I've been like, Barca fans are too crazy. We always talk about the treble. We're, you know, we're way too excited, and then we get upset when things don't go our way, even though the season really doesn't point to us having that type of treble success. Sure. Throw that all in the past, Use. I think we're going to win 2 trophies this season, and I am pumped.
We're so close, right? We have Copa del Rey coming up. What's the date again on that?
4/17, April 17th.
Okay, so that's coming up. We have to win that. We get that. That's 1 league title down.
Yep.
On top of that, you know, like you're saying, November, December, we were so sad, and, like, I couldn't have even believed that we'd be in the position we're in today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're almost coming from a point like, okay, well, let's backtrack, right? January 31st. This is a time where we were down 10 points. Atletico Madrid was at 50 points. They were on course to get 100 points. They
Crazy.
Had a game in hand.
Yeah.
And we were just getting destroyed. They had 16 wins, 2 draws, 1 loss. And we were sitting 10 points below them at 40. Second place still. And that's crazy even. We went from 14th to second place by January 31st. And we had just beat Bilbao 2-1, And we had played 20 games as opposed to their 19, with 12 wins, 4 draws, 4 losses. And Real Madrid were tied with us in the same spot, same record. And we were both on course of 76 points.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're right, right? I think that was smart of you to choose the 31st as kind of a point to stop of January, because they were on pace for 100, we were on pace for 76, mm-hmm. right? And today they finished the 29th game. On the 31st of January, they had played 19, and they were at 50 points, which means that in those 10 games, they won 16 points, mm-hmm. right? Which yeah. is just unbelievable. I mean, you know, they bottled the league, right, in a way that's so hard to imagine. And we've been so consistent. You know, we keep saying it, but we're the only team in all 5 top European leagues who have not lost a game this year. And mm-hmm. I've just been so impressed because, you know, we had to fight. Nothing came easy this year, right? Fati went down early on, and, sure. and we all, you know, expected the moon and the stars for Fati, and I'm sure we'll talk about him a little bit more in a future video. Coutinho also went down, and, you know, for all the grief we give Coutinho, I mean, you know, we all would have thought he would have played some role to help us, right? Mm-hmm. Even though he's not going to be the Coutinho that we paid for or that sure. we thought he might have been at one point, he was still going to, you know, he's still obviously a good player. And, you know, through all the darkness, we pushed through and stayed resilient. What's a little bit scary, especially with this Clasico coming up, Real Madrid's kind of squeaking by, dude, right?
Yeah. We talked about it in previous pods and stuff. I said they're on the shoulders of Karim Benzema.
Yeah, right? A lot of late yeah. Benzema goals to do really well. I mean, even though we're, you know, painting this whole narrative that Atleti are doing not very good, which is true, right? I think in the last 7 games, they've only won 10 points. Or they've dropped 10 points in the last 7 games, which is astoundingly bad, right? Especially mm-hmm. for a team that was at one point on pace for 100 points, which is not easy to do
for sure
at all in the league. But they have Oblak, right? Like, we saw him.
Don't talk to me about his block today.
Yeah, we saw him today against Ocampos for Sevilla. Uh-huh. Saved an awful penalty, but a save. Their sure. last game before the international break, he had a crazy save in, like, the 85th minute to squeak out the points there. And, you know, Madrid have Benzema, who's firing in all fronts. So, you know, as much as we want to paint this as, oh, we're going to run away with the league, I mean, we have a hard time coming up, right? I think that, you know, the graphic we're about to show, we really kind of laid out the games that everyone has coming up in the next 10. And I think if you rank the difficulty of opponents, I believe Real Madrid have the easiest, right?
Yes, correct.
On average of mm-hmm. where they're ranked in the league today against opponents. And, you know, we also have up there the performances each team, Barca, Real, and Atleti, have had against the teams they're about to play in this final stretch of 10 games. And, you know, if you look at that list, it's clear Atletico, right, for the next 10 opponents they're about to face, they beat all of them but one in the first half of the season. Kind of crazy.
But if they can't continue to keep that role like we're talking about, right, they're slowing down. They're having a harder time. We saw today Suarez was having a hard time. Yep. Felix is still injured. Suarez got a yellow today and
Llorente, yeah.
and they're both out for the next game
that
they
big,
play.
And that's big, right? Because if you look up at Atletico's mm-hmm. matches to come, they had for sure the hardest games out of the block, right? They're facing Sevilla and they're facing Betis, right? The two teams in Seville who are ranked 4th and 5th, you know, in the standings right now. And that's 2 hard blocks, right? So they already fell down against the 4th-ranked team, mm-hmm. and then they're going to go and play Betis
with
away.
No Suarez, with no
Llorente.
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, it's
no
a tough
Felix.
Task. It's a tough task. And I think, you know, they have a little bit of a good ending there in terms of that they have Osasuna and they have Valladolid. But, you know, they do play Barca. They play Real Sociedad. So I think those are the main games where Atletico's season is going to be made. It's going to be made against
sure.
Betis. It's obviously going to be made against us. And then Real Sociedad, I see, is the other, you know, tough opponent they're mm-hmm. going to have to come and try and win from. For the Barca team, what do you see as the games that might be the ones that catch us off guard or as like a pitfall?
One big one, I think, is Getafe. I think they've done a good job holding back some of these higher teams in the table. They seem to draw. We beat them, I believe, 1-0. And, yeah, that's, I think.
We lost to them 1-0.
Lost to them, excuse me, sorry. Yeah. Lost to them 1-0. Which, okay, that's already bad. Overall, they've had a better defensive play against some of these bigger teams, probably because they don't, you know, they're don't want to drop points in these major games, right? And especially you're talking about going against Barcelona, going against Atletico Madrid. They got to put their best players in. They got to make sure that we don't score. We're on one in terms of scoring. You know, we beat Real Sociedad, which we've talked about so many times, which was going to be a hard game for us.
6-1.
6-1, dude. That's huge, right? So Getafe, true, I think, will be a little difficult.
And it goes up without saying, right? Atletico,
of course,
and El Clasico, yeah, are going to be the hard ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't really gotten into a lot of the Ter Stegen slander that is out and about in the Barca, you know, internet sphere, which,
sure,
we don't need to touch on now because, you know, it's a soft sore spot for you.
Listen,
since he's a big Stegen
fan.
But wait,
no, hold on.
Here's the thing. Is Stegen and Lenglet, uh-huh, like, right, those are the guys we're going to have to rely on,
sure,
for the rest of the season. And
still,
you know,
don't have Piqué.
The defense isn't how it was at the end of Valverde's reign, where it was really the, you know, Swiss cheese is what we always called it.
Mm-hmm.
I think our defense has gotten somewhat better lately, but, you know, I think both Madrid games are going to be really hard for us to try and win against.
Sure.
And then Levante can also be hard for us, right? Like, you know, I actually think if we're looking at the schedule in terms of what could be a trap game, I mean, you know, I don't really want to say this right now because I'll feel like I jinxed it. But Valladolid tomorrow could be one of those sleeper games, right? The team's coming off a big break. I always feel like Messi, when he's coming off a break, needs a little bit of time to kind of get up and running again. That's just what I've noticed over the last few years. So, you know, we're going to need Griezmann, Dembele, Frankie, all of these players to kind of come out and show us how good
Dest.
They are, right? But Dest, Pedri, I mean, that's one thing we talked about a little bit on the last podcast is that, you know, it's possible that we have some tired legs, right? Pedri,
sure,
played, he traveled all over. I'm sure it was a lot of, like, you know, new feelings and anxiety, and he might have, like, some sort of, you know, pullback after that. I don't know. Dest was also traveling with the U.S. team. Thankfully, Messi got rest, but, you know, we had a lot of players out there who were traveling, and, you know, some of these smaller La Liga clubs had less of that, and so,
sure,
they're going to be a little bit more rested as a whole than we are, and that's one thing to be concerned about.
Sure. Real Madrid, lineup, right, they have a couple games coming up. The first game they have after us, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, before us? Oh, no, they just played Ibar.
Yeah, they beat Ibar.
That's right.
Yeah.
I totally forgot. They had Ibar, then they're going to have us in El Clasico, Cadiz, Real Betis, Getafe, right? They're playing some of these teams we're talking about.
Sevilla.
Granada. Yeah, yeah.
And their last game there, right? Villarreal.
Oh, yeah,
Villarreal.
Sure.
That's a tough game.
Yeah.
They drew Villarreal 1-1, you know, earlier on in the season. And so, like we said, on average, Real Madrid have the easiest schedule.
Yeah.
But it's almost even with us.
Sure.
And so, you know, that's the good thing is, like, as Barca fans, right, we're not looking at the schedule and seeing that, like, oh, one team has a huge advantage here where they're going to be playing, you know, a lot easier competition. It's going to be a real fight. You know, Real Madrid, no doubt, have won so far, right? They won 2-0 against Ibar with Atletico losing today to Sevilla. And so it's really going to be on Koeman to get everyone's mind right and ready to fight. You know, one thing to also say, right, is Madrid have the Champions League. That's something,
sure,
that Atletico,
oh,
and
my
Barca
gosh,
don't.
They have to play Liverpool before us and after us.
Yep.
Which is going to be huge, right? We want them to lose the first game, obviously, but that's because we want them to have to focus on Champions League a little bit harder.
Well, what do you think? I mean, if you're, you know, Zidane and you're Real Madrid,
mm-hmm,
right, you're looking at the league standing and you have to be saying, hey, we have a good chance to win La Liga here, right? Because,
mm-hmm,
in the same way that you were salivating over the idea of Barca beating Madrid and pushing them farther back, dude, if,
sure,
you lose El Clasico, you would have to think Real Madrid become the favorites to win La Liga, right? And so
sort
my
of.
Question is,
uh-huh,
is, like, you know, let's say, what does Real Madrid do? I mean, obviously, they are a team that takes a lot of pride in winning Champions League,
mm-hmm,
but do they really think they have a shot? Because, you know,
there's some big teams that are left.
True. The good thing about their bracket, though, is that they have an easy path to the final because,
mm-hmm,
they're not on the side of the bracket with PSG, Bayern, and Man City. So, you know, you get Real Madrid in a final, right? Zidane is used to playing big in finals or coaching teams,
sure,
big in finals. And so, you know, they might have to think to themselves, hey, if we have to go after one or the other trophy this year, it might be good to go after the Champions League because, you know, if they're playing who next round, Porto or Chelsea, that's not the hardest draw you could imagine, and that gets you into the finals, which would be huge for them.
Sure.
And then in a one-off game, you know, Benzema or Modric or Kroos turn back the clock 3 years and they go crazy could be huge. So, I don't know, do you think that Madrid is going to focus more on those Liverpool games or the Classico?
Well, if you talk about the Classico, right, I think they're going to put a lot more energy just for that game specifically. I just don't know how they're going to they're going to be ready as a, because they're going to play Liverpool right before us, right? They're going to be tired. It's going to be midweek, right? It's a Champions League game.
Yep.
And they're going to play us after that.
And Liverpool just played Arsenal in the league yesterday, mm-hmm. and they won 3-0, I believe. And so, you know, this Liverpool team that's had a pretty awful season with a lot of injuries and a lot of defenders out, right? They still don't have Van Dijk, but they, you know, they had players out all over throughout the year.
Sure.
They're looking a little bit better than they were, right? And so,
I just, to be honest, I don't think they're going to be the favorites. I just think, like I said before, they rely too much on Benzema. I think they're not scoring enough goals using total team play, right?
True.
And so I think that their clock's going to start running out in these last 10 games. I think Champions League is going to be rough on them. I don't think that they're going to be able to – I mean, even if they do well – in against Liverpool one of the games, I just don't think it's going to be enough of a boost from the whole team to carry them through league. So I don't think they have that at hand, right? I do. I mean, of course we have to worry about them. I'm not saying, you know, take anything easy here. I'm just saying that I think if it comes down to it, Liverpool is going to give them a run for their money, and that I think Zidane might, I think the Champions League is going to be something he's going to be wanting more, especially now that they had lost Cristiano Ronaldo. They want to win Champions League without him.
Sure.
So I think that's a huge thing.
Well, you know, I think one thing that we talked about earlier, that, you know, before the 29th round of games yesterday, today, and tomorrow, you know, Atletico had won 19 of 30 points, Barca 28 of 30, and Real Madrid 23 of 30. And like you're saying, 23 of 30 is good, but it's still not enough, I think, to win the league from whoever's going to win it this mm-hmm. year. So, you know, I kind of, as you were talking about that, you were giving me actually some confidence. And I was just thinking, I was like, okay, let's say I was a Real Madrid fan instead of a Barca fan. I can't believe
that's that. There's got to be parallel universe with
you. Yeah, yeah, some parallel universe where everything is wrong. And, you know, anyways, so what I was thinking, though, is like, dude, like, we're on a tear, mm-hmm. and our team is playing better than we could have imagined, and we've been so happy with Koeman lately, and, you know, it looks like we have everyone kind of in the right place, and Dembele is really growing in the season. Messi's loving playing with the younger crowd and getting mm-hmm. them all excited. You know, we have Frankie looking good, Pedri, Elias, Dest, you know, Griezmann scored for France on the international mm-hmm. break. And so, you know, I think if I was that, you know, parallel, dirty, awful universe Adam, who's a Madrid fan, I would be sitting there thinking, this Barca team is just on too good of a tear.
Yeah.
They can't win every game for the rest of the season, but, you know, they'd have to be the odds-on favorite. And I think I take that learning there to be like, okay, you know what, our team, really, we should feel confident. Like, mm-hmm. because of the Atletico loss today, we have the full season in our hands, right? If we go in the Copa del Rey final, we play great, we win one mm-hmm. title, right? If we play to the level we know we can this year, and all of our players come out and you know, show that they're excited to win the title, which they all have in interviews, I think, you know, we have to choose us as the favorites. I mean, the destiny is in our hands, right? We have the control. And, you know, something we haven't said a lot, we have Lionel Messi, right? Like, Messi, we've seen in the
Here's
past.
Here's your dose of Messi propaganda.
Well, I mean, you know, we've seen in the past, right? Which is like, soccer is a huge team sport with a lot of different players. And
sure.
so, you know, Messi can't carry everyone in a 2-2 knockout stage victory. But, like, over 10 games, Messi and his consistency and his goal scoring, and he's going to want to win the Pichichi again. And, you know, Lewandowski's out for like a month or two, so Messi's going to try and get the golden boot if they can team up some goals. I really think that, you know, we have Messi, we have the team in the most form, we're going to perform really well and hopefully get the La Liga championship this year.
The one thing I wanted to say about that when you were talking about Koeman is that I saw some players like Araujo who he said that he feels the motivation that Koeman's giving the whole entire team, and that, you know, if players like him are saying, he's not even playing that much, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of those things where this positive, motivating vibe, you know, from Don Koeman coming in and, you know, hyping everybody up. We've seen so many pictures
King
on Twitter.
Koeman, dude.
Yeah. And
I'm here for them. If you have any good Koeman memes, video montages,
yeah.
send them to me. But you're right. Yeah. Like, a lot of the players are really speaking highly of Koeman. I think, and, you know, the universe of soccer rumors is always so fluid that, like, somehow 2 weeks ago we were wondering if Koeman will stay, and now it's like everyone seems like without a doubt Koeman's
For
gonna
sure.
stay. you know, the words of the players really speak loudly, and they all seem very positive, and that he's creating the atmosphere needed to really take on a challenge like these next 10 games with full force.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't feel really any better, to be honest. I mean, this whole podcast, right, we've been talking about, or YouTube video, I should say, we're talking about how positive we feel and like this. We've talked about this in the past, and, you know, we were in times where I don't think we were really in the best position to really hype ourselves up, right? When
sure.
we were under Valverde, we were saying, like, we were winning a lot of games. We won, you know, La Liga twice with him, Copa del Rey. But the problem that I had was we were always, you know, squeaking by. And I think this season is completely different. This season, it's not we're squeaking by. We beat Real Sociedad 6-1. Which was huge.
We came back in like four different rounds of the Copa del Rey.
Dude, the Sevilla comeback is huge in itself. That's something I don't think we would have mustered in these previous seasons. Let's, you know, ex-nay the Setien part of our last year. But I'm feeling like I couldn't be any happier right now. And I hope it doesn't come crashing down at some negative portion of the next 10 games. But I don't think that's going to happen. I'm just too good for that. Feel too good for that.
Well, with that, guys, we can't wait for the Valladolid game.
Yes.
We're coming back with another video, with another podcast tomorrow. So,
of course.
Again, subscribe to us, like, comment on the videos, what you think is going to happen with La Liga, and what type of content you want. Remember, we're going to have the link to our YouTube channel on our bio on Instagram and Twitter at Barca Breakdown, so you can find it even easier. Thank you all for listening, and let's get ready to buckle in for an exciting few weeks.
Yes, thanks, guys.